Hi, welcome back to the Chantrey Show. And I have a special co-host with me today. Can you tell people who you are and introduce yourself?
I'm Ilani. I'm 8 years old and I'm a student.
That's right. That is what she is. She's a student. She's also a really smart person. And she's probably one of the coolest people I know. I spend all this time trying to get these guests on that do all these interesting things. But literally the coolest person I talk to every day is sitting right here.
It's me.
That's right. It is you. Now, Nee, what is something fun that we have been doing lately?
We have been playing Minecraft and all these games.
And Nee absolutely hates Minecraft. It is like her least favorite thing in the world. She hates it and she says, Daddy, I don't like to play Minecraft. Why are you making me play these video games?
No, that is wrong. I love Minecraft.
Why do you like Minecraft? What's cool about Minecraft?
You get to build in that game and you get to explore and like build.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Like each world that you go to is like a different universe and there's different weather. One's the desert, one's the mountains, right? Are there more than that?
There's more.
All right, tell me some of the ones that you've been to so far.
The Enderworld.
Oh, yeah.
And
we went to one that was in the mountains. We built a house that was like cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
That's right. What was your favorite house that we've built so far?
It was that one that we built near that village. Castle.
The castle? The one that you're building right now. You know my favorite? My favorite was the one that we built into the big cliff. We built this giant house into this cliff. And it's a little bit scary. I'm not going to lie. It was the first time we didn't know what we were doing. Now, for a long time, Nee had the game of Minecraft on her Nintendo Switch for almost a year and a half, and she never played it. Why not?
I was just scared to play it.
Why were you scared to play it?
I'm scared of mobs.
What is a mob?
A mob is a monster.
A mob is what mob monster. Now, they call monsters in Minecraft mobs. I don't know why, but that's what they do. Now, I tried to play Minecraft on my own like a couple times, and I played it in the survival mode, which was really hard, and I died right away. I didn't know what I was doing. I felt pretty dumb, and I died. But then Nee showed me that we could play creative mode. How did you figure out how to play Minecraft?
I watched out the videos.
That's right. You got information. She started watching these videos online and it taught her how to play. Were you less scared after you watched all the videos? Yeah, right? Sometimes in life, all that we need is information how to do something. Is there any other area that you were afraid to do something that when you learned about it, it was less scary?
Fighting mobs.
Fighting mobs? How about when you go to Muay Thai?
I defend myself.
This is right. Did you know how to defend yourself your first class? You knew from the first class how to fight and to protect yourself?
Yeah.
Let's show me how. Oh, hands up, just like that. But when you go to more classes, does it get a little bit less scary and more fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that I found in life. When I learn how to do something, it gets a little bit less scary. Can I tell you something that I learned? I learned three cool lessons playing Minecraft with Ilani. You want to know what the first one is? It's a lot less scary when you turn on the lights. We were playing our first game of Minecraft, and at night is when the mobs come out, right? Tell me what happens at night in Minecraft.
Monsters come out.
And what do?
They destroy.
Destroy you? They destroy everything, right? How does that make you feel when the monsters come out?
Scared.
Yeah. Do you like to go down into caves in Minecraft? Talk to me about what's so scary about caves.
They're deep. Sometimes they can be deep. And sometimes they can have mobs in there.
And one of the things that scares me when I go into a cave in Minecraft is I feel like I can get lost.
Me too.
Do you know when I was a little boy, I went into a giant cave? Yeah, I went caving at this cave system called the Mammoth Caves, and it was so big. But then we had to go down this one little pathway, and it was this big. And you know what happened? I got stuck.
Oh, no.
I got stuck. It was so scary. And then I'm crawling down through this little hole, and the guy's like, you just have to relax. And I was, I'm so scared. And I had a little light up here, but I still couldn't see very well. And then I look up, and you know what was hanging right in front of me? A bat. How would that make you feel?
Be freaked out or pass out.
Right? It would be a pretty scary thing. So I'm sitting on there, and I'm sitting underground in this cave. And I, you know the scary part about being a cave? Like, you're underneath the ground, and you realize that above you is like maybe 300-400 feet of rock. It's like you're already buried alive. Right? So scary. So I'm down there, and I'm going, I'm shaking. And you know what happened?
How did you get out?
This is the cool part. So I'm underground. And what slowly comes up behind me is my teacher. And you know what he had?
Huh?
He had a light. And that bright light showed me everything that was around me. And when that light came into that cave, you know what happened?
Huh?
I was less scared. I was less scared because I could see my way. And my teacher said, come on, Sean, just follow me. And then I just followed his light. And I kept following his light. And I kept following his light. You know what?
You got out.
I got out. The cave was less scary. But when I was in it with no light, it was really scary. I'm not gonna lie. I was terrified. I was just like, I'm going to die. I was like, I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to die. But I was okay. But when I had light, I was able to see it. And, you know, that's something I learned in Minecraft. When we have a house and it's at nighttime, it's scary. But then when we light up, remember that cave that we were exploring in Minecraft? And then we made the train track inside. At first, it was really a dark, scary cave. But we put lights everywhere. And you know what it became? Like a roller coaster amusement park. And then we built a roller coaster inside the cave.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it scary now with all those lights?
No.
Why not?
Because now there's not going to have monsters spawned in there.
Do you get scared of the dark sometime? Why?
I don't go in the other room without daddy because there is no light.
It's a little scary sometimes. But when we turn on the light, it becomes less scary. Right?
Maybe.
A little bit. A little bit less scary. Now, you know the second thing that I learned in Minecraft?
What?
Mistakes are okay. Sometimes it gets scary in life when we make mistakes. The other day, one time, I had someone who sent me an email. And this person sent this email to like 1,000 people. And when you reply to an email, you have two buttons, reply and reply all. And you know what I hit?
Reply all.
I hit reply all. And then I sent the dumbest email. I was like, hey, you know what? Please don't send me this. It's kind of stupid. I can't believe that you believe this stuff. And then I went like this. I went, beep, 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 send. And then all of a sudden, 2 seconds later, I started getting all these emails back. Sender unknown, reply to sender, sender unknown. And I was just like, what? I realized I made a big mistake. You know how I felt inside? I'm going to die. I'm in trouble. Have you ever done something that you think you're going to get in trouble? And it was a really scary thing. Where? What happened?
One time I dropped mommy's sparkles.
Right? Mommy's sparkles all over the room, and the whole room was sparkling. How did you feel about that?
I was like,
You were so scared, right? You were so scared you're going to get in trouble, right? I understand that. I did something in school once when I was in fifth grade. I wrote a letter to my classmates, and it was a mean letter, and I didn't write my name. And my teacher asked, who wrote this letter? And he asked me, Sean, did you write this letter? And I was so scared.
And you said no?
I said no. And then the next day, the teacher found out that it was me. And
how did he know?
It was my handwriting. And then all the kids who told me to write it and were telling me what words to write told him it was me. So, but you know what? It's okay. I did write it. And what he said is, Sean, we all make mistakes. It's not about making a mistake. It's about when you make a mistake, trying to fix it. Sometimes when we're building in Minecraft, we do the wrong thing. Maybe we make a hole where there's not supposed to be a hole. Or maybe we build something the wrong way. Nee was building this giant, beautiful glass room. And she had a glass swimming pool full with little, what is it? Axolotls. It was full of axolotls. And Daddy came in and I was like, what is this? And I tried to fix it and I broke it. And all the axolotls fell out of the pool and died. And you know what we did? I felt so bad.
And there's only one remaining.
It was only one remaining. Poor little axolotl. But what did we do?
We fixed it.
We found a solution. We found a way to fix the problem. And you know what? We kept building. It was okay. This is something to remember that I find really important. We can make mistakes in life, but what matters is not that you make a mistake. It's that you try to fix it. What are some things that, well, when you fixed all the sparkles, how did you fix that?
I picked them all up mm-hmm. and then I separated them.
That's right. They were all different. It was actually not sparkles. They were sequins. Mommy had these different colored sequins and gems for her dresses. And then Nee did the really cool thing where she separated them by color. And it took her 1 or 2 days. She did it in her free time to help Mommy. And we separated them all out. And Mommy was able to use them on her dress. And how did you feel after you fixed it?
Bee!
It was much more happy, right? Much more happy. Well, I have one more thing that I learned from Minecraft. You know what that is? It's always fun to see new worlds. Now, this is something that I noticed. Do you know last year I had a job offer in America?
Mr. Beast.
No, not that one. They didn't offer it to me. I would have loved to go there. It was actually in a city called Boston. They wanted me to go and work in a city called Boston. And everyone was ready for me and they were really excited about me. We hadn't signed a contract or anything, but you know what? I got scared.
About what?
About change. About moving to a new city. About taking you and Mommy to a new place. So you know what I did? I told them I wasn't going to go. I said, I don't want this job.
That's just the, like, kind of like sad part.
It is a little sad. Why is it sad?
Because you get to leave the people who are like wanting you to be there and like excited for you and happy for you.
Right? It is so sad. And that's one of the things that made me stop. I didn't want to be away from my home. But at the same time, what happens when we go? We had that really cool cliff house in Minecraft, right? It was really cool. We designed it. There were so many secret rooms. We had secret entrances that were in and out through chimneys. We had a giant horse farm. It's so cool.
Secret horse farm.
Secret horse farm with an underground passageway that went under the horses so that when we walked through our secret passageway, we could look up at our horse farm that emerged into a world with bright caves. We had a secret treasure room that was filled with gold.
Diamond.
And diamonds. We had a golden.
Emeralds.
And emeralds and lapis.
And amethyst.
And amethyst. We had all of these things in this world. And you know what? Ilani and I said, let's try a new map. Let's try a new world. And what happened when we tried a new world?
We saw lots of things.
Lots of cool things. Then the next world we tried, we thought that cliff house was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
But our new house, our new world was on top of mountains. There were all of these mountains and we built this mountaintop house. But you know what? We wouldn't have been able to build that mountain house if we didn't try a new thing. What are some new things that you've tried?
Using a bow.
Bow and arrow? How was that?
awesome.
What was awesome about using a bow and arrow?
You don't need arrows. Just like.
Oh, in Minecraft, using a bow.
Yeah, shoot it in a.
But you also shot a bow and arrow in real life. What was that like?
It was like wonderful.
Why? What was
archery?
Archery. What was so much fun about archery?
You get to go free with like the arrow.
That's right. Yeah, and you know what the cool thing about archery that I noticed was the first time you did it, you were a little scared. You didn't know what to do. And you're like, Daddy, is this right? And you're like, ah, and I'm like, ah, don't shoot me. But you know what? You did a great job. And sometimes you hit the target. Sometimes the arrow went flying towards people. Once or twice. It actually went underneath the stuff, but it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to be willing to try something new to have that fun. What are some other new things you tried? Remember when you first started learning piano?
Yeah.
Was it easy or hard?
Hard.
It was really hard. Did you like it? No, right? Why not?
Because it was hard and I haven't did it for a long time.
You didn't do it for a long time. So now you play piano often. Is playing piano more fun now? Why?
Because you get to learn each every year.
Every year, every day. And new
month.
Mm-hmm, and new songs, right? And do you get to play songs on your iPad that are songs you love? What are some of the new songs that you've been trying? Dun, 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 dun. BTS?
That is not.
I'm sorry. What band was that?
I think Golden Hour, Coco. That's the two songs.
Those are your two favorites? Yeah? It's a lot of fun. Now, the cool thing is, Minecraft can teach us lots of things. What are some things that you've learned from playing Minecraft?
How to be brave.
Really? Tell me a time that you were brave when playing Minecraft.
I tried going into this cave.
Yeah?
And it led to an exit, so I tried to put lights into it like you did.
Yeah.
And it worked.
It worked. And so when you lit the cave, it made you less afraid. That's pretty cool. What else did you learn playing Minecraft?
How to build things.
Yeah. This is kind of the amazing thing. Ilani is a really good little builder. What was your favorite part about learning to build things?
I can build like my own like feature or like I can build some like a horse or something.
Yeah.
A huge horse.
You could build a giant horse, like the Trojan horse. We built a castle yesterday. Like a real castle. Right?
Yeah.
What were some of the cool things that you put into your castle?
Like a big hallway.
Yeah.
And like one room that has a toilet.
She built a couple baths. Nia always builds a beautiful bathrooms. These bathrooms are so nice in Minecraft. It's amazing. Well, I hope that everyone watching enjoyed a little bit of us talking about Minecraft. We're going to do more of these. Next week, we are going to discuss a movie. Ilani and I are going to watch Planet of the Apes tonight. And we're going to talk about what we learned from watching Planet of the Apes. Hope you guys have fun talking to
Sean. And Eric, Trace, and me!
Ilani. All right, guys, hope you have a great day. We'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye!